this is quite an embarrassing audio boot for me because it demonstrates a massive hole in my knowledge and how I'm a bit of a thickie, really. It comes to responsive design. And there was something that was bugging me about responsive design, and that was the idea of mobile first. We should start and we should build the mobile experience first. And I've heard Jeremy Keith talk about this, about how we should do mobile first or content first, I think is the way that he words it. And then I had Ethan Marco on the BOAG World podcast, and he talked about it as well. And nobody's been able to explain to me why this is, why you should start with the mobile experience before building the main site when you're talking about building a website that is responsive. But I get it now. I understand. I have seen the light. Thanks to Dan Sherman, who implemented the responsive design on BOAG World. Dan works for Headscape, and he's taken me through the process and explained it and explained how it all works and taken me through. Now, I've done responsive design before. I've had a play with it, but he explained the mobile aspect. The problem is if you build the desktop version of the website first, what you're doing is you're putting in a load of CSS for the desktop version, and then you're putting in a load of JavaScript for it and images and all the rest of it. Now the problem is that you then are loading all of that stuff up. When you then come to doing the mobile version, really you don't need all of that stuff. You probably only need a small subset of it, a kind of tiny proportion of the overall thing. But the trouble is you're kind of trying to take away stuff. So what you have to do is you load another mobile style sheet over the top of that, which have got rules that override all the other stuff that you've already done. So what you end up with is a scenario where the desktop version is loading less JavaScript and CSS and all that kind of stuff than the mobile version is, which is completely dumb and back to front if you think about it, because on your desktop, you traditionally have got a lot more connectivity, a lot better bandwidth than you have on a mobile device. So by starting with the mobile first, you're building the kind of basic framework, the really lean CSS, the lean JavaScript, the lean images, etc. And then when you come to build the desktop, you're adding to that and adding more on top, rather than adding more files just to take away stuff. Does that kind of make sense? Because of the way CSS works, I guess it makes sense to do it mobile first. So I've kind of got it now. If my explanation is rubbish, then fair enough, don't worry, because on Monday, Dan is going to post a post on BOAG World where he talks more about his experiences of working with responsive design on the BOAG World website, and hopefully he'll explain things better than me. But just remember, next time you come to building a responsive website, which, to be honest, I have to say, I think pretty much all websites should be aiming to go in that direction now. Just remember, start with the mobile website first so that you keep it as lean and quick to download as possible.